Chapter 43. Looking back, I realize that what I've written about Charles Strickland must seem very unsatisfactory. I have given incidents that came to my knowledge, but they remain obscure because I do not know the reasons that led to them. The strangest, Strickland's determination to become a painter seems to be arbitrary. And though it must have had causes in the circumstances of his life, I am ignorant of them. From his own conversation, I was able to glean nothing. If I were writing a novel rather than narrating such facts as I know of a curious personality, I should have invented much to account for this change of heart. I think I should have shown a strong vocation in boyhood, crushed by the will of his father, or sacrificed to the necessity of earning a living. I should have pictured him impatient of the restraints of life, and in the struggle between his passion for art and the duties of his station, I could have aroused sympathy for him. I should so have made him a more imposing figure. Perhaps it would have been possible to see in him a new Prometheus. There was here, maybe, the opportunity for a modern version of the hero who, for the good of mankind, exposes himself to the agonies of the damned. It is always a moving subject. On the other hand, I might have found his motives in the influence of the married relation. There are a dozen ways in which this might be managed. A latent gift might reveal itself on acquaintance with the painters and writers whose society his wife sought, or domestic incompatibility might turn him upon himself. A love affair might fan into bright flame a fire which I could have shown smouldering dimly in his heart. I think then I should have drawn Mrs. Strickland quite differently. I should have abandoned the facts and made her a nagging, tiresome woman, or else a bigoted one with no sympathy for the claims of the spirit. I should have made Strickland's marriage a long torment from which escape was the only possible issue. I think I should have emphasized his patience with the unsuitable mate and the compassion which made him unwilling to throw off the yoke that oppressed him. I should certainly have eliminated the children.